films from Sri Ramanashramam, Part 7, continued from May-June issue. In our last issue, we explained how, in 1947, the first film of K.K. Nambiar's happened to be taken. As we go on to describe the details of this color film, you will discover why Mr. Nambiar cherished it till his dying day. It begins with several shots of the Maharishi walking through the ashram with his attendant Shivananda Swami following close behind, with a walking stick in his right hand and a clean white towel hanging over his left shoulder. Bhagavan makes his way to the lavatory next to the Goshala Kaushed. T.P. Ramachandra Iyer is standing near the lavatory door and stares at the camera. Then appears Chiraswami, looking tall and vigorous and walking straight toward the camera. The scene suddenly cuts to where we see Bhagavan standing to the right of his beloved cow Lakshmi, and Chiraswami stands to her left, and both are stroking her. There are children standing about. The camera pans to the right, where Bhagavan's sister and Nambiar's wife and son are standing. The camera pans back and forth several times, and each time new faces appear. T.N. Venkatraman, his sons, his wife holding an infant, and a dozen others. All the while, Bhagavan stands close to Lakshmi, petting her with affection. She, the centerpiece of the show, looks on with calm dignity. Then the whole group, about 20 in all, casually walk with Bhagavan toward dining hall. This whole episode has an air of what we in the West call home movies. Although there are many relatives of Bhagavan in the sequence, perhaps half of the group, we sense an equality and intimacy of a single family unit gathered under the sole shelter of the benign father, the Maharishi. And the cow Lakshmi is no less a member, but rather an equal recipient of affection, loyalty and friendship. This footage, the only of the cow Lakshmi, is a fitting tribute to that rare soul who took the shape of a cow, surrendered to a master in human form, and was forever merged in the formless reality. Her remarkable story will live on as long as the memory of Sri Ramana Maharishi lasts. Then, a short scene of the flower garden is followed by that of the white peacock. K.K. Nambiar mentions in his writings that the Maharishi pointedly requested him to film this peacock. Sri Bhagavan is then seen walking out of the dining room and makes his way to near the men's dormitory. There, Mr. Nambiar's memorable plan, now on film, begins to unfold. Mrs. Nambiar quickly approaches Bhagavan, stands in front of him with joined palms, immediately drops to her knees and touches the Maharishi's feet three times, returning her hands to her forehead after each touch. Bhagavan seems surprised, steps back slightly, rubs his thigh with apparent unease, and looks on. It all happens so fast, he has no time to react. But that is not the end of it. Mr. Nambiar must have immediately handed over the camera to his wife. For in the next scene, we see Mr. Nambiar on his knees with his head firmly planted on Bhagavan's right foot. He then lifts his head up and turns to the camera to be sure everything was recorded. Uncertain, he repeats the act and then stands. A glimpse at the Maharishi's face indicates that he is humored by this whole affair, though he wastes no time making his escape once Nambiar stands. This film ends with a close-up of a consenting and cheerful Major Alan Chadwick, then one of a steady, stoic Professor Syed, continued in the September-October issue.